Daf Vav. So we start off with Abba Binyamin say, he says that if we could see that all the demons that surround us, then we wouldn't be able to stand. Abaye says that there are so many more of them than there are of us, that they completely surround us. Rav Huna says that everyone has 1,000 demons on his left and 10,000 demons on his right. Rava says that they're the reason that when we go to a public lecture, we feel so squeezed, even though it might not be so full. They're the reason that our knees hurt when we walk, so we're pushing against them. It's why our clothes will wear out for no reason, and why our feet hurt, because again, we're walking against them. And if you want to know that they're there, you could take sifted ashes and sprinkle them all around your bed. And in the morning, you'll see a chicken footprint in the ashes. And if you want to see them, you could take the placenta of a female black firstborn cat, the daughter of a female black firstborn cat, and grind it, burn it and grind it and put it in your eyes, and you'll be able to see them. But you have to be careful to seal up these ashes in an iron tube with an iron seal so that the demons don't steal them. And you also have to close your mouth so that you don't get harmed. With Bibi Bar Abaye, he did this whole thing and he was able to see them, but he got harmed. So the rabbis they davened for him, and then he got better. So Abba Binyamin says that tefillah is best in a shul. Rabbi Yitzchak says that Hashem is found in shuls. We then said that Hashem, a bunch of places where Hashem is found. He's found with a minion. He's found with three dayanim. He's found with three people judging, who are judges. He's found with two people who are learning Torah. Rav Ashi says that the pasuk that we brought in to say that Hashem is found with two people learning Torah, the end of that pasuk teaches that if you wanted to do a mitzvah, but you know, some kind of crazy ones, some accident or some extenuating circumstance prevented you from doing the mitzvah and you didn't do it, but you wanted to, it says if you did it, and then going back to where Hashem is found, we said Hashem is found even with one person learning Torah. So if we said Hashem is found with one person learning Torah, why do we need to teach he's found with two people? Because the difference is by two people, the words are inscribed in the Sefer Zichronios, the Book of Remembrances. By one, the words are not inscribed in that Sefer. But if we say that Hashem is found with two people learning Torah, why do we have to say he's found with three judges? Because you might have thought that judgment is not Torah. It's just, you know, going after peace. But this is to teach you that judgment is Torah and Hashem is found with them. So then why, if we know that Hashem is found 1, 2, and 3, why do we have to say that Hashem is found in a minion of 10? So teach that with 10 people in a minion, Hashem comes before the minion. But when you have 3, Hashem only comes when the judges are all assembled. Rabbi Yitzchak says that Hashem wears tefillin, and Rabbi Lazar says that tefillin are considered the strength and the glory of Bnei Yisrael. So Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak asks Rabbi Chiya bar Oven, so what does it say on Hashem's tefillin? And he answers that it says, Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goyachad ba'aretz, who's like you, the nation of Israel, you know, this unique nation in the land, in the world. And we prove that Hashem is actually praised by our praises that we offered him. Because Hashem says that we made a unique praise for him in this world, Shema Yisrael. We have a unique praise for him. So Hashem made a unique praise for us in this world, which is Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goyachad ba'aretz, who's like you, Bnei Yisrael, in this world. So V'achabrei deRava said to Rav Ashi, you know, that makes sense for one of the compartments, but we know that there are three compartments in the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So what does it say in all those? And we bring a lot of psukim that praise Bnei Yisrael. But then we said, you know, that's too many. We only needed 3. So we said that the similar ones are doubled up and are put in one compartment, but all the psukim are all together in the Tefillin Shel Yad. So Rabbi Yitzchak says that anyone that usually comes to shul and he misses a day, Hashem's going to check up on him and see what's going on. So if he was busy doing a mitzvah, then he'll have light, he'll have success based on the pasuk that we brought down. And if he's just doing a reshus, meaning he's doing something optional, like he's working, his job, business, then he'll have dark. He's not going to have any success because he should have trusted Hashem and gone to daven to shul. Rabbi Yochanan says that when Hashem comes into a shul and he doesn't find 10 people, he immediately gets upset. Rav Chalbo says the name of Rav Huna, if you have a makom kavua, a set place for davening, then the God of Avram is going to help you and help you be successful. And when this person dies, they're going to mourn the loss of this humble person and a chassid, he's righteous, who is the student of Avram. And we bring a pasuk that proves that Avram had a makom kavua for tefillah, and that's why anyone that has a makom kavua is considered like he's following in Avram's footsteps. Rav Chalbo said in the name of Rav Huna that you shouldn't take long strides when you're leaving the shul, meaning you shouldn't, you know, run away from shul. And Abaye says that this is only when you're leaving, but you should run to shul. Rav Zera said that originally when he saw all these Rebbeim who were running to the lectures on Shabbos, the Torah lectures, he thought that they were all being Mechal Shabbos, that they were running. But then he heard Rav Yishuv ben Levi who said that you should always run to Torah, even if it's on Shabbos. So once he heard that, Reb Zera himself started running to these lectures too. So Reb Zera says that, what's the reward for going to a Torah lecture? It's you get your reward by running to it. Abaye says, what's the lecture for going? There's this the reward for this specific lecture that they would give before Yontiv on the halachos of that upcoming Yontiv. So what's the reward for going to that? That's, it would be packed. So the reward was for being squeezed into that. Rava says, what's the halacha for, you know, if you sit through a good shiur and you hear a good learning? The halacha you get, the reward that you get is for thinking about it. What's the reward for mourning, for going to a mourner's house? Rav Papa says it's being silent. Mar Zutra says, what do you get a reward for fasting? You get rewarded for giving tzedakah. Rav Shesha says, what do you get rewarded for eulogizing? You get rewarded for wailing. Rav Ashi says that if you go to a wedding, you're rewarded for being mesameach hachasan hakala, bringing joy to the chasan hakala, the bride and the groom. Rav Huna says that if you daven behind a shul, you're considered a rasha. But Abaye says, this is only if you turn your face away from the shul, but if you are, even if you're behind the shul, but you're facing the shul, it's fine. So Eliyahu, one day he was, he was walking around and he saw this guy who was davening behind a shul and his face was turned away. So Eliyahu disguised himself as this Arab merchant and he said, you know, you're davening to Hashem, but you're acting like there are two gods. So he pulled out a sword and killed the guy. And so someone asked Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, what is this pasuk of Krum Zulos Libnei Adam? What does that pasuk mean? And he said that it's talking about these things that stand at the top of the world, like tefillah, and people, you know, disregard them. Like, you know, davening is such a great thing, and people just don't care enough about it. Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar both say this pasuk is talking about people that rely on others for money and financial support. Their faces turn krum. So what does krum mean? Rav Dimi says that there's this bird in like on the coast that it changes colors with the sun. That when the sun shines, it will change its colors. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi say, what happens if you rely on people for financial support? It's as if you're punished by water and fire, like drowning and getting burned. Reb Chelbo says in the name of Huna that you should have kavana for mincha because Eliyahu was only answered at mincha when he was doing his whole thing with the false prophets and he was trying to prove that Hashem was the real God and he was trying to get his carbon to be brought up. He davened at mincha for two things. He davened that a fire would come down and burn up his carbon and that people would not think that it's witchcraft that this happened. And he was only answered at mincha. So we should have extra kavanah by mincha. Rabbi Yochanan said, brings a pasuk that you should even have kavanah for ma'ariv. And Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak brings a pasuk that you should even have kavanah for shachar. So you have to have kavanah all the time for all your minyanim. Rabbi Chabo said in the name of Huna, anyone that goes to a wedding and enjoys the food and they're not misameach the chasan, they don't bring joy to the bride and the groom, they violate these five kolos, the voices, when we say kol sason, kol simcha, yada yada yada, etc. So what is the schar, though, if you are misameach the chasan the kala, you're going to be zochet to the Torah, which was given with five kolos, with five voices. And then we said, oh, but there we have many psukim that it seems like there are more than five kolos. And we said that, no, they're talking about the same ones. They're just going back to the ones from Har Sinai. So Rabbi Abahu says that what happens if you are misameach the chasan hakala, it's as if you brought a carbon toda, type of carbon. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says it's as if you built up one of the ruins in Yerushalayim. Rav Chalba says in the name of Rav Huna, anyone who's a Yari Shamayim is listened to, people listen to him. Rabbi Lazar says that if you're a Yari Shamayim, if you fear heaven, it's as if the whole world was created for this person. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana says that if you fear heaven, then you're equal to the entire world. And Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says that if you're a Yari Shamayim, then it's as if the entire world was created as an accompaniment for you. Rabbi Chaba says in the name of Rav Huna that if you know that your friend is going to come up and greet you, then you should go and do it first before he does it. And if you don't, say it back to him. And if he greets you and you don't greet him back, then you're considered a gazan, a thief, a yishkech.